Increasing in the knowledge of God. Words, my friends in Christ, taken from today's epistle. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the early 20th century, there was a woman who was dying in Bordeaux. And the Archbishop of Bordeaux went to visit her. She was the daughter of a prominent French general. And the Archbishop perceived that this woman had a real knowledge of and a real feeling for the Catholic faith. So he was curious. He said, "Who instructed you in the Catholic faith?" The woman's reply was, "The Emperor Napoleon himself." The story was this. She was on the island of St. Helena, to which Napoleon had been exiled. She was 10 years old. Napoleon said to her one day, "You're a very pretty girl, and you will be prettier still." This has its advantages, and it also has its dangers. Deal with the dangers by knowing your Catholic faith. And I will teach you the Catholic faith. So sure enough, for 2 years, several times a week, the little girl went to Napoleon to get her instruction in the Catholic faith. When she was 13, Napoleon said, "Now you're ready for your first communion." For that was the time which children made their first communion. And he brought a priest, especially from France, to give her her first communion. And this priest also helped Napoleon make his preparation for death. He kept his promise. Napoleon is known in the eyes of the world for his many great deeds. But far greater was that one deed that he accomplished with that little girl, to teach her, to pass on to her the Catholic faith. Knowledge of the Catholic faith is absolutely necessary. We learn in the Catechism we're supposed to know, love, and serve God, and we can't fulfill the second two parts of that without the first. But it's knowledge that tells us how to do this. And this is right at the beginning of our Christian life in the baptismal ceremony. Sigitur vis ad vitam in gradi serva mandata, that if you wish to attain eternal life, keep the commandments. And what are the commandments? If you are well instructed in the Catholic faith, you have a great advantage. You are less liable to fall into sin. You understand the truths of the faith. You understand the temptations of the world, the flesh, and the devil. Ignorance of the faith makes a person more liable to sin. His intellect is obscured, and his heart can easily become hard. And thus, he is led into sin. It happens sometime that people will say to me in the confessional, "Well, I doubted the Catholic faith." And most of the time when I make an inquiry, I find out that it was just something that the person had not adequately understood. And had the person had a proper spiritual formation in the faith, it would not have been a difficulty for him. So far, I suppose you agree with me, I hope. But what do you do about it? Well, in the case of parents who have the obligation of passing the faith on to their children, there are two things. You have to learn about the faith by reading about it, and secondly, you have to teach your kids the Catholic faith. First of all, learn by reading. Ask yourself, how do I spend my down time? What do I do? It's always good to have books around. Books about apologetics, which teach you how to defend the Catholic faith. Books on the lives of the saints, devotional books, books on the spiritual life, books which explain different parts of Catholic teaching. The question and answer books like Rummel and Cardi's Radio Replies. And certainly, traditionalist literature on the crisis in the church today. All of this is available at all levels for all types of people to suit all sorts of tastes. You will like some styles and some books, others you will not. But if you keep in mind the principle that I have to learn something about the Catholic faith to pass it on to my kids, you'll keep on looking and find what appeals for you. Sort of a grazing approach, going down the buffet line and picking out what you like. That's permissible when it comes to these different styles. You say, well, maybe I don't have time for this, but think of how much time you spend on other occupations which are not as noble. We have a bookstore here. Many wonderful books are available. Indeed, on the internet, you can often find some very helpful information about the Catholic faith and about our beliefs. One of the resources I recommend for people is the Catholic Encyclopedia. The Catholic Encyclopedia of 1914 is online at a site called newadvent.com. So, if you have a question about what you think is a confusing or complicated point of Catholic doctrine, you can go there and look it up. You'd be amazed what you find. So, first, parents, you have to learn by reading. Second, you have to teach your kids. You have to teach the faith to your kids. This is part of your obligation, the obligation of your state of life. You can't just leave it to the priests. You can't just leave it to the school. You can't just leave it to the catechism classes. You have to do your own part, your own job. Under this heading, quiz your kids on the catechism. The young are supposed to memorize. You quiz them on the meaning of the questions and the answers. It's good for them to know that, and you have to be able to explain it yourself. You can learn by teaching. You learn by teaching. So get books. Figure out how to explain these items of the Catholic faith to your kids. It's very, very important for you to do that. Even though I went to a Catholic school, my parents quizzed me on the knowledge of my catechism and the knowledge of the Catholic faith. I remember both my mother and my father doing that. So if that was something that was done in the old days, when things were more normal in the church, how much more important now in our own times? So quiz on the catechism, and remember the part of this, though, the second part of this, is that you teach yourself. Teach yourself the faith, and then you impart that to your kids with different explanations. Explaining points of religion to your kids is not something that's for zealots only, for people who are a little bit fanatical, right? No, it's for everyone. It's for all parents. And in the family, ideally, the father does this, because the father has domestic and paternal authority as the head of the household. So the imparting religious beliefs to the kids is not just a mom thing. The father is supposed to learn and know the faith and be a teacher. You know, for the young kids, it's knowledge of catechism, maybe you tell them stories. For older kids, it's apologetic stuff. about how to defend the Catholic faith. So you read your way through these different books and try to figure that out. And as long as kids are in the home, you know, you have an excellent opportunity to do this. That, you know, you have high school kids, and you have to use this opportunity that you have to impart to them the Catholic faith and give them a little bit of zeal for it. It's really important for families that did not have a regular Mass or access to the regular Mass. I recommend in a situation like this that you actually set aside an hour on a Sunday and that you make a point of teaching your kids then, that the father of the family does it. So that way you can make up for the lack of regularity otherwise. It's your duty. You are on the front line with handing down the faith to your children. It's a grave obligation that you have as parents. Every person should make an examination of conscience on his state of life every day. In other words, how am I doing? How am I doing in terms of the obligations of my vocation as a priest, as a sister, as a single person, or as a parent? Those are the most important duties that you have. Check yourself on that every day. Think about this. How am I fulfilling my duties to pass along the faith to my children? Catechism class, you know, we only have 40 minutes a week. This isn't sufficient, really. Here, you have to do the rest. The parents and the mom and dad have to figure out how they're going to do that. Why not try to figure that out today after Mass? Have a discussion about it, husbands and wives who have kids, and make some resolutions, one or two good and practical resolutions. To conclude, when your children were baptized as babies, the priest gave them that little exhortation about serva mandata, to preserve the commandments. And they get the knowledge of the commandments. They get the knowledge of the faith. They get the good example, and they see the faith in practice from you. You are the ones who are to help them to get the knowledge they need to obtain life everlasting. Be faithful to your duties. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.